I mean, really, this leaves a lot of questions, the timing in particular. 6 months into the conflict with Iran, we've seen a recent flare-up in hostilities, no diplomacy underway and no end in sight. And we've seen others resigned or forced out over the last few months, including the Army Chief of Staff, Randy George, and also the top Army officer to Europe, Chris Donahue, who was forced out in June. At this stage, no word of his replacement, no official reason for his departure. Certainly, though, it points to that disruption in the Pentagon and the fact that lots of officials there do not see eye to eye with Pete Hegseth.